Ksubis Perches Mishne Vov. Shemeres Yovam Shenoflu Lo Nechosim. Here we have a new issue. The relationship that we have, the Nichse Ho'isha Legabe Bailo, we spoke about what her relationship is, Nechosim, that she had before she got married, after the Erisin, but before the Nesuin, after the Nesuin, and so on. Here we have a new status. We have a Shemeres Yovam. It's a woman whose her husband died, and she's Meshech Shaychi with Zikas Yabmim to her Yovam, but Lamaisa, the Yovam is not married to her. So you could say that B'midah Mesuyama, she's like an Arusa to the Yovam. If he's Bole, Lamaisa is Naskish to the Choldova. She becomes married to him, like we learned in Yovamas. So over here, you could argue that she has a din like an arusa, and l'chatchila, she shouldn't sell the nechosim. You would say that b'di'evit, if she sells nechosim that she has, that the halacha is that the mechir is chal. The Mishnah says more than that. She doesn't have that shibud that an arusa has to her husband, her future fully married husband. She doesn't have that shibud, and therefore she could sell. Moidim b'shamay b'sil sheshem mecheres v'nesenes v'kayim. She's allowed to, and it's chal. Mesa, let's say she dies. She dies while she's a Shemeres Yovam. Now, the halacha of a Shemeres Yovam is that her ksuba is mutal on the nechosim of the Baal Rishon. The Yovam never has to pay minichos of who? Her ksuba. Her ksuba is mutal on her brother's nechosim, whatever was left over from the original brother's death. Now, she died. And the shaila is, who's yashning her? And the question is, what do you mean? Who should yashn her? The Yovam? The Yovam's not married to her. Her original husband died already, even though Abal is Yerush Ishtay, but the Yovam l'cher not, her dead husband not. Whoever her yashim was. Namal, we're talking about a Yovama, means she doesn't have children. Not Muchach, because she could have had children from a different husband, and she'd still be in her fellow Yivam inside this marriage. But let's assume she doesn't have children, so her yash will be whoever it is, a nephew, a brother, her father. The question is over here, the way the Gemara makes the Kimtin, Yavam is Taf Lamites. We're not talking over here about a Pashto Shemes Yavam. We're talking about a Shemes Yavam where the Yavam already made an Erisin, Kri, he made Maimer. Maimer, we pass in the Takona Drabonon that Kiddushay Yavmin has a din midrabonon of a marriage. Midraisa Kiddushan loy Tafsibo. But midrabonon, we say she's married. Imkain, then Lachar, the one who should Yashin her, at least on the Drabonon level, is Lechara her Yovam. He's married to her. So that's why the Mishnah gets involved in a discussion over here. And the Mishnah says, Mayasu b'ksuboso, u'b'nechosim ha'nechnosim v'yoytzim imo. Ksuboso l'chayra is her etzim ksuba. Mosayim. Tesefis ksuba, of course. The nedunya is whatever she's machnis into the marriage that he owes her back, which we'd call nechse tzayim barzel. That's also part of the ksuboso. Nechosim ha-nechnosim v'yoytzim imo are things that come in and out of the marriage and she fully owns them. There's no achrayis. We're talking about nechsim aluk, where he has chus peris. So now, her husband, the Yovam, has a kinyan derabbanan in her. The question is how to look at this. So the way Beis Shammai is going to look at it is that the Maimar does create, that's Shitz Beis Shammai in Mesechus Yavam, is that Maimar does create a stronger kinyan between the Yovam and the Yavama. In Cain, we look at her Yarshim as, in a way, her husband, but it's not so pasha, it's like a suffix. Do we look at her husband, Kri, the Yovam, as her Yarish, or her natural Yarish, whoever from her family? And that's what Beishamay Oimrim, Yachloiku Yoshe Abalam Yoshe Hoav. They make a chaluk, it's Momen Amutub Suffix. If you look at the stomius of the Rav in Yavama's Perik Dal Mishnah Gimel, you have the same Mishnah. Over there, it doesn't sound like it's with Maimer. It's a shayla in the sugya in Yavamas Daf Lamites. You could say over here that this shita of Beis Shammai is that every zkuka liyibum is a suffix nesua. The Gemara calls this in Yavamas, the Gemara calls a zika keknusa. There's such a shita, the shita is nitcha. So we'll say, let's say, if you want to go without the kimta of Maimer, we'll say that that's what we're talking about. We're talking about that Beis Shammai holds that like a Zika Keknusa, but it's a suffix if she has a din of a Nesua to the Yovam. So, really, Yoshe Balam, Yoshe Av would mean that there's a moment I'm with a suffix. he's saying the word nechosim. Normal, it means the nichse tzayim basil. Beches koson means in vir muchzakus. Who's vir? Sounds like it's a simultaneous muchzakus. So the way the Gemara explains this in Bava Basa Kuf Nun Ches, it would mean that it's in the reshus of both of them. Not yachloiku, but it's muchzik biyad shnehem. Why? On the one hand, the nechosim belong to her, but on the other hand, the husband is fully mechuyev in the achrayis. So really, the muchzik and the moitzi, really, you can talk about both of them. So therefore, nechosim beches koson, ksuba, which is the actual monim asayim, that's beches kusyoshe abal. The muchzik on that is avada the baal, the yovam, that doesn't have to pay. Nechosim hamshubodim v'yoytzim imo beches kusyoshe ho'av. The nechosim melug are beches kusyoshe ho'av, since they're fully owned by her. So we see them as property that's still meshach shaychi to her reshus. And it stays over there. It stays in the reshus of her family. Now, the truth is that when you look at the sugi in Bava Basa Kuf Nun Ches, there's kamashitis. What does it mean? Nechosim becheskosim. We just were saying nechosim becheskosim means in both the reshus. That's one shita. Another shita is that we're talking about becheskos yosha bal. Becheskoson means the reshus of he who had control over it, which is the husband, kri now the yavam. Since it was in the reshus of the husband, legabi yishtamshus, so we see it in the reshus of the yavam. The other way to say it is b'ches koson, is that b'ches kes yoshe ha'isha, because the ma'aseh says she's the one who owned it. Like we're saying, the pashtus is b'ches kes shneim. The ma'aseh, the sugim bava basa kuf nun ches, is not talking about exactly this case. It's talking about a case of nofel habayis olov. Val yivimta, in the shayla is who yarish and who is the suffolk who died first. So you could say the Tzushtal is a Tzushtal. Rashi learns that way, it sounds that way from the Rambam. Other Rishonim, Tosfos and other Rishonim hold that there's no Tzushtal between the two. Why? Over there, we're talking about, there's a very real tzad that the husband died first. And really, she gets her Nidunya and she gets her Ksuba. And she already had her schus. It was already actualized. And she died a second later, but the schus already was biyada. We're talking about a woman before the actual yibum took place. If it was before the yibum took place, she doesn't really have a schus. When does she have a din ksuba? A skukal yibum does not get a shemes yibum. A shemes yavam does not get her ksuba. She has now a din to get the ksuba from her dead husband's assets after the second husband's ball out, to be kind of who the king in yibum. So you could say over there that it's less. She doesn't really have a schus yet. So maybe she doesn't own anything. Lemaisa, they both cheat this. And Evan has a similar kufsam. Mishnah Zayin. Hiniach ochiv mois. Let's say the ochiv hameis, leftover mois. That's his assets that he left over. Now let's remember, the halacha is that the ksuba of a yavama, like we said, is not mutl on the yavam. The Torah put her into his rishus. He's not mechuyev to her ksuba. He pays the ksuba only from the nechosim that he yashins from his brother. Now, what that means is, all the brothers' nechosim are mishubid. Now, there's a very easy way to undo that. The brother, Reuven, died. Shimon yashined his nechosim, let's say. Shimon could sell off all his nechosim, walk away with the cash, and Mimele, there won't be anything left for her ksuba. He's not mechuyev from his own nechosim. So Chazal put into place a safety that he's not allowed to sell. Shimon, the Yerush, the Yovam, is not allowed to sell his brother's Nechosim. So here the Mishnah says a detail. Hiniach Ochiv Mois, it's really similar to Halacha that we had before, by Nichse Melug, that we're the wife Yarshin's Mois, so the husband can't stop invest the money, he has to protect the Karen of the money, he has to protect the integrity of her Yerusha by buying Karka and making it to something that could last. So over here also, his brother left over money. The fact that there are assets over here to pay the ksuba of the yavama has to be insured, and therefore yilokach mem karka voichel peris. Peris hat lushim in a karka. If there he left over peris that were tolushim in a karka. So again, those are assets that have to be protected. Yilokach mem karka voichel peris. We're not going to explain it again because we went through the Hasbro. If there are peris that are attached to the ground, so how do we see this? Amr Meir, Shomen Oysen Kame in Yofes Beperus, Bekame in Yofes Beloy Perus, Vahamoysor, what's left over the value beyond what's considered part of the karka, Yilokach Bem Karka, Voichel Perus, the extra value that that adds, that that's part of the karka, also has to be protected. That's considered part of the karka. That which is tolush now in karka. This is a lashon that we didn't have earlier in the Mishnayos. What does that mean? So it's like this. In the Tanakama, which in this case is Remei in the Mishnah, the lashon was peris atlushim in karka. Yilokach bem karka. Why? The Rav explains, this comes from the Gemara, that Remeir holds that ksuba is meshubit even from metaltli. We pass, and we've discussed in the fifth perek, that ksuba comes from karkois. Remeir holds not that way. So the Mishnah says this halacha v'shem Remeir, memele, even that which is tolish min karka, again, it's meshubit, and therefore it has to be protected. So yilokach bem karka v'echo peris. The Chachomim hold, no, the Chachomim hold the way we've learned in the past, that Ksuba only comes from the Karka. Memele Tlushim in HaKarka is not Meshubud L'Ksuba. The Loshon of the Mishnah is, since there's no Shibud in the Metaltlin for the Ksuba, therefore Kol HaKodim Zochah Bah. What does that mean? Who's the Kol HaKodim? Hefker? Who's the Kol HaKodim Zochah Bah? Kodam Hu, the Mishnah explains, that if Yovam takes the metalton that is yashning from the brother Zocho, there's no shibut. He could take the peris and he could sell them, or he could eat them, whatever it is. Kodmohi, let's say the Yovama comes along and she's toifis the metalton that are here from her dead husband. It's not clear exactly what the parameters of this tvisa is. We're going to learn more about this inyan. It's not worth going into now by Rikhus. We're going to learn more in the ninth parak about this idea. The basic concept is, there's something here which she can't be goyvi the ksuba from, but what happens if she does? She takes it for the karka, then there's a din of yelokach bem karka. She has a right to be toifis, and she can hold on to it as a shibut for a ksuba. How is she going to hold on to it for a ksuba? It's going to have to be a lokav em karka. And vaiter, since lamaisa they're nechosim that come from the brothers. So the yovam yarshin. So the yovam is oichol peres mehem. But you protected that the karka should be oimid bim koimoy for when the yovam dies, that she should get a ksuba. Here the Mishnah adds, what's the gedder of the relationship between a yovam and a yovama? Here we're talking about the yovam before he's married. So there's a Chavis Ksuba. The Chavis Ksuba is only if either after the Chalitza or after the Yovam marries her, they're married. It says the Mishnah, Knoso Harei Kishol Chodov, if he's Bola, so then she's Mamish Kishtoi. And then the dinim of all the assets are there completely in his Rishus, but the Chavas Ksuba is not on the Yovam independently, only from the Nichzei Ameis. Like the Mishnah says, Uvavachte Ksuboso on Nichzei Bailo Rishoin. That the Yovam doesn't have to dig into his own pocket. He has to pay the Ksuba only from assets that he yashened. We'll add one more Knech. What happens, let's say the brother, the mace, died penniless. So now she's a woman, the Yovam is Bala, and she's a woman without a Ksuba. So Chazal Masakin, even though Me'ikah Din, the Chavis Ksuba is on the Nichse Achav Ameis, but the Chazal Masakin that there should be some type of Ksuba. Like we had in the fifth parak, there can't be a marriage without a Ksuba. And there's a Ksuba's Mona. Why Ksuba's Mona? Because now we're looking at it as a new Chavis Ksuba, and in this marriage she's a Bula, not a Psula. She was married to his brother. So she has only a Chavis Mona. If the Yovam is paying minichse ochiv, so then the shibud of the ksuba is kefi the way the shibud of the ksuba was mitzad the meis. She gets masayim. But if it's a nuchiv ksuba because it's coming minichosav, al tzitakon derabonon, then it's only a chayvas monah.